This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Let's wind it up, shall we? It's the DJV program. It maybe should be DVVC. Sounds like a Roman numeral, doesn't it? It's Friday, 23rd of November, Black Friday. We'll talk about all of those things that are important if you are a shopper during the course of this hour, along with other things that are a part of our lives, things to talk about. DJV, normally Jennifer Horn here, off today. Victoria Keelan's here. Victoria Jones is here from the D.C. Radio Company. And Kara Schillen, as usual, will all tell our Thanksgiving stories. But first, Victoria, why don't you, Victoria Keelan, lead it off with something that's trending that belongs on the top of our info list.
Well, scams are on the top of everybody, all the shoppers' list today. It is Black Friday, and 40% or more of all of the sales on Black Friday will be done over a smartphone. And the big problem with that is there are a lot of scams out there in the form of apps and fake landing pages that unfortunately, people have already fallen victim to this. So a lot of sales started earlier this week, and so cybersecurity experts are warning everyone, make sure you are on a legitimate app that you have downloaded from the Apple Store or from Google Play, and make sure that you know what landing page you're on for a website, for a shopping address. There are so many deals out there on Black Friday. There's one scam in particular that's on the popular messaging platform called WhatsApp, and there was a promise of 99% off discounts on Amazon, and on Twitter yesterday, Amazon's official help account had to actually write, please do not use this site, it's not legitimate, and please don't share your order or account number or any personal details on any of these mobile websites because they are phishing for all of your data, and they're going to get a lot of data this year because the number of mobile phone sales is just going up and up. So please be very, very careful and do it the old-fashioned way. Just go on to regular Amazon and go on to your regular sites or just hit the stores because there are some really great deals this year.
Rick, okay, hit the stores. I love that expression. Yes, Victoria? Victoria,
Ms. Jones. 99% off is a clue. 99% off is that is a clue. And second of all, Amazon, who sort of very, very quietly and softly told us, oh, by the way, there has been a security breach and they've got your data, and then didn't tell us who and what and where and how and why. Just before Thanksgiving, Amazon, who I've been with for 19 years now and probably bring them in more profit than anybody else, I am so off Amazon right now. Yeah. That's my rant. I'm ranting.
Yes, you sound like the Wicked Witch of the East.
You make a good point. Obviously, 99% off is, unfortunately, people were dumb enough to fall for that. Obviously, anything that sounds too good to be true, don't go anywhere near it. And make sure that when you do go to a landing page or for shopping, that there is a little lock next to the HTTPS. Because if you just use the HTTP address, then those are more vulnerable to attacks. So there are a few things you can do to protect yourself. Another idea is to just use one dedicated credit card for all of your online shopping. That way it's so much easier to keep track if you've been hacked and you only have one credit card to deal with the cleanup. So
I wonder if any of these things are a problem now that the stores are open. It was so cold, bitter winds here yesterday as it got colder.
Yep,
I told you about this time yesterday. It was, I think, 6 degrees here, and the temperature is about 10 degrees warmer than that at the moment. But the cold got into you more because of the wind. And a lot of people went to the malls late in the day because they wanted to be warm as much as anything else. I don't know what was going on at their home. But you've sort of brought us in to the official shopping season, a month of Christmas rushing from the malls to the going into and out of your the computers and what you can do and what. It's just pretty amazing how many stores opened up late in the day yesterday. I thought it was anyway. And people bearing their, well, not bearing themselves, but getting out to do something. I went to a movie after I'd had lunch with my family before I had dinner with one of my friends. And it was actually, the movie was Robin Hood. It was a prequel. Jamie Lee was
not to me. That got panned. That got the worst reviews I've
really?
Ever heard.
It's
oh
a good
God.
Movie. I had a lot of fun. That's why I think these damn, the critics just take it and stuff it. It was, I thought it was a lot of fun.
Two-meal Doug damning the critics there.
Yes. Forget about the critics. The Weather Channel has predicted a very brutal winter. I have looked at three different sources prior to this, the Farmer's Almanac, AccuWeather, and there was one other source I remember. We talked about it a while ago when there were the ingredients for the winter were obvious, the La Nino and where the jet stream is. But apparently, this is going to be, according to, if you believe the Weather Channel, I don't know how many people, where do you get your weather news? What do you believe? Victoria Keelan, what do you, when you're looking for weather info?
I use the Weather Channel app. That's because it's always more accurate than, I always find that it's more accurate than the other sites.
All right, Ms. Jones, where do you get your weather info?
I have multiple weather apps. I'm a bit of a weather freak. Growing up in England, you're obsessed with the weather because it changes every half hour. But
right.
Dark Sky is an amazing hyper-local weather app. It literally gives you the weather for your address, and I love it. And I am totally believe that it's going to be a brutal winter. We've already had snow where I live. So, to dinner, Doug, I believe it.
Anyway, Weather Channel says persistent cold starting in December here in the east and the west. Temperatures remain warm. Okay, it'd be no.
Yeah,
I'm staying
course,
here through Christmas, but see you later.
Yep. February on the east coast. Oh, that's going to be bad.
Yeah, not good. December, coolest weather in the northeast and also southern half of Texas. Northwest remains above average. Let's see, what else? The Gulf Coast, much of the southeast has cold air. So if you're thinking about taking a tropical vacation, you might want to book it for February. It's supposed to be the coldest and harshest of this year's winter months. By then, the forecast predicts much of the northeast and Great Lakes will have far below average temperatures. And when it's cold, it doesn't snow. It's sometimes, if it stays cold, it really doesn't snow because it's clear skies are required for these kind of temperatures that we're talking about. Sometimes that happens after heavy snow, but it's going to be consistently because the snow increases. The pattern is for the warmth to bring in a I don't understand actually how all of it works. You can look at that. I've made reference several times to the fabulous Discovery Channel overview of NASA, and one of the things that is a part of this is what NASA does to help predict the weather and the way planet, you can watch the planet and see various things happening through these satellites. So maybe that's, the weather is, I have found I've used both the Weather Channel app this summer and AccuWeather, and I have found them not to be, the last 3 or 4 months, their forecasts have really, especially the long range, because as a farmer, I'm trying to figure out how to dodge the rain. You have to in order to get the hang done that I need to get. And it was very bad.
You know
really
what you
bad.
Need, to dinner, Doug? Of course, she's not alive anymore. What you need is my mother going outside and standing there looking up at the sky and saying, it's going to rain in about 2 hours. And she was unbelievable. Unbelievable.
What was your mother's name?
Patricia Patty, she was known as. She was unbelievable. You could probably channel her, actually. She was so good at weather. She could literally say, "That you know that sky? That's a snow sky. That's what that is."
So what about Fancy Nancy? Victoria Keelan's mother's name is Nancy. We call her Fancy Nancy. What does she say about the weather?
Oh, Fancy Nancy, well, she's constantly bundled up because she's always cold. So it never matters what the actual temperature is because in her mind it's below freezing.
I get that.
Yeah. Tax-free shopping is something that's been introduced for Black Friday. Is that common? I'm looking at some stores in New Hampshire that have tax-free. Is that New Hampshire made today and the weekend tax-free? Is that something that gets done a lot? Places around the country, I'm not familiar with tax. They have them in Massachusetts. They have tax-free sales on a weekend in August, usually just before school starts. I don't
New
know.
York does maybe New Hampshire's just living tax-free or die this weekend. You know.
Yeah. What'd you say, Victoria?
New York does it once a year, and I don't know about New Jersey yet. I don't. New Jersey always was a place where there was no tax on clothing, and I don't know if that's still the case. It might be. Because a lot of people in New York would just buy clothes in New York and ship them to New Jersey to avoid the sales tax. You can't do that anymore. Mm-hmm. But I'm not sure if New Jersey still taxes clothing. I don't think they do.
All right. Here are some of the best discounts you can find on national stores. If you go to the Wallet Hub app or WalletHub.com, you can find some of the best and worst stores. Average discount at Belk. Supposedly today, 68.91%. Penny's average discounts, 65.13%. That's pretty interesting. Stage, I don't know where that store is. Anybody know what Stage is?
No, I've never heard of that. No.
62.
I don't shop there. I shop everywhere.
Yeah, I know you do. Kohl's, 60.76% average discount. Let's see, Payless Shoe. 50.34, Dick's Sporting Goods, 49.94%. These are the discounts, average discounts on things that have been promoted for today. Macy's, 48.74%. Shopko, don't know that place, but 45.23%. So you know, find a lot of really good deals, which is not a bad thing, something that we think about.
What about Nordstrom?
I don't see it. Nordstrom's listed here on the list that I have.
I've been getting emails from Nordstrom all week with 60% off all kinds of different items. So Nordstrom, I think, is doing a pretty big push for free gifts with lots of purchases and all that stuff.
Now, you see, you didn't need to tell me that, Victoria. You could have told me it was rubbish.
No sales at Nordstrom. Sorry.
All right. Wow, I'm looking. I don't know. I just clicked on to the whole list here of where the deals are. Sears, 42.9%. Office Depot and Office Max, 42.6%. Meijer, 39.8%. Kmart, 37.9%. Target, 34.8%. Staples, 32%. BJ's.
That is poor. Target, that is poor, Target. That is not good.
31% at BJ's. 29% Walmart, Microsoft 29%, Amazon 29.3%, Best Buy 28.7%.
28? They're not even trying, are they?
Costco 25.1%, Harbor Freight, which is a horror show as far as I'm concerned, 23.5%, Big Lots 22.9%, Sam's Club 22.3%, Ace Hardware 21.9%, True Value 16.3%.
This is like an average, right?
Yeah. Of all the things that they have in the store. There may be specials, but that's an average for the store chain.
Ace Hardware is not really a Black Friday type place, I wouldn't have thought.
No. Unless you're buying Christmas lights. A lot of people go there
to start decorating
for Christmas today.
Where do you go to buy pillows for Christmas today? There's been a special. They do a great job as far as online is concerned of listing different things. They have specials kind of in and out all the time. Pillows, their main business, so you can buy one pillow and get two. That's two for the price of one using the DJV code. Same thing is true with the sheets, mattresses, the mattress covers. That's something they're really starting to promote a lot. So I think this is just a reminder, and that's really what for Christmas, people that have been with us all year long, like MyPillow, just reminding you that if you're thinking about something that would be cozy and nice and warm for people you care about, go to MyPillow.com, use the promo code DJV, and save 50% or more on great pillow products at MyPillow.com.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Attention parents and grandparents. Have you ever wanted to give a gift that would have lasting value and provide spiritual benefits long after Christmas is over? A gift you could even call an investment in the next generation? If so, this is going to be the single most important message you'll hear this holiday season. Hi, I'm Bill Hyde, and I want to tell you about an exciting gift, one you can give your kids or grandkids that's going to teach Christian history, build up their faith, provide extraordinary role models, and it's all done with a distinctive Christian worldview. I'm talking about the award-winning Movies for the Mind CD sets based on the Extraordinary Adventures of G.A. Henty audio series. The best part? You can finally give a Christian gift to the kids that's not boring, dull, or cheesy. The audio adventures also build vocabulary, focus, and attention span. But they're not sold in stores, and you can't get the adventures at any big internet retailers either. So to learn more, even get below wholesale pricing and a whole bunch of Christmas bonuses, go to GiveTheAdventure.com. That's GiveTheAdventure.com. The perfect gift for kids of all ages from 6 to 100. Go to GiveTheAdventure.com.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Three and change after on the DJV show, Victoria, Kara, Doug. This is from the One Love Malibu Festival. This is something being put on to aid the fire victims on the West Coast. Thank heavens it had torrential rain there. Well, I guess in a manner of speaking, put all the fires out. The Woolsey fires, the mudslides, however, are going to be not pleasant this weekend out there. So the One Love Malibu Festival schedule for the second, helping to raise funds to rebuild Malibu. The second is, a week from Sunday, I think, right? Katy Perry, Gwen Stefani, Chris Martin, Macy Gray are headlining. Other performers on the bill, Robin Thicke, Brandi Carlile, Chad Smith, who is the drummer from the Red Hot Chili Peppers, Taylor Hawkins from the Foo Fighters, Rita Wilson. Rita Wilson is married to
Tom Hanks.
Own thing, but she's married to Tom Hanks. Yeah, right. I know she was a singer.
She is. Yep, she has a recent-ish album out earlier this year. Yep.
Huh. Also going to be a live auction. All the proceeds from the event will go to the Malibu Foundation and One Love Malibu Relief Organizations. The festival will be on the One Gun Ranch from 1 till 8 p.m. If you're on the West Coast or you want to go out there for this thing, you can get the tickets at OneLoveRanchMalibu.com. Yeah, it will be.
Great lineup.
Yeah, yeah. Coldplay there. I don't know who Natasha Bedingfield is. Can you help me with her?
She's a British singer who's she's had a bunch of big hits that you would probably recognize, but she's kind of making a bit of a comeback right now.
Oh, is she? Yeah. Mm-hmm. Good for her. Also, musically, the focus on Snoop Dogg, who gets his star on the Walk of Fame, number 2,651 on the Walk of Fame. At the end of his speech, couldn't resist paying tribute to himself. He said, quote, "I want to thank me for believing in me. I want to thank me for doing all this hard work. I want to thank me for having no days off. I want to thank me for never quitting. I want to thank me for always being a giver and trying to give more than I get. I want to thank me for trying to do more right than wrong. I want to thank me for being me at all times. Snoop Dogg, you bad mother. That's all right. You know what? There's a lot of truth in that. More and more, you got to believe in yourself. You really do. Because oftentimes when it comes to crunch time, if you don't have somebody who's strong by your side, you're by yourself anyway. So, and putting yourself first without it being ego-driven or narcissistic, you just have to, you got to be me. I got to be me. I've got to be me. I don't think Snoop sang that song, though, did he?
Don't think so.
No. All right, Dr. John's birthday. Uh-oh, this is big. I'm sorry about this. Turns out, really, it was the right place in the wrong time for Dr. John. Remember this song? Crank this up, will you? Came from New Orleans 78 years ago, but apparently that was a year early. His publicist said she looked into it after talking to his friends and relatives. John Wirt, his name. 1941 was the year. His real name is Malcolm John Rubinek. I don't know. Oh, the writer is John Wirt.
He's a music writer who dug into it and found out that Dr. John is actually only 77, and his birth date is wrong, too. It's not November 20th. It's actually, it is November 20th, not November 21st. And apparently he had added a year so he could play in the New Orleans clubs when he was a teenager in the 50s.
Really? Well, he's been around. This is a song, Right Place, Wrong Time, comes from the 60s, I think, late 60s. My memory serves me correctly. But he's a character. You look at the outfits he wears. A real character. Dr. John here on the DJV program, 28 after the hour.
Opportunistic creatures. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. Koala bears have become specialists in surviving on gum trees. And for some animals, specializing is great. But if the gum trees were ever wiped out instantly, the koala bear would struggle to survive. When it comes to our food needs, on the other hand, humans are opportunists, not specialists. Which means if you take away one source of food for us, we'll quickly adapt to another. Opportunists. And finding opportunities begins when we're very young, as we curiously explore our worlds. It's embedded in us, hardwired in us, to look for opportunities. Now, whether you want to use your natural inclination for opportunities to find new ways to complain about the same old things, or whether you want to use your curious nature to find ways to use your gifts and talents in whole new ways, well, that's entirely up to you. I'm just here to help you take this opportunity to think about it. Visit Dr. Christian Conti.
Has falling asleep become a nightmare for you? Do you dream of getting a full night's rest? Well, thanks to MyPillow, those days are long behind me. Now I'm sleeping like a baby, and you can too. Say goodbye to adjusting your pillow all night long, because MyPillow does it for you by adjusting to the shape that you want and need. Toss out those flat, worn-out pillows and let MyPillow change the way you sleep forever. They're the one and only solution to your sleepless nights. MyPillows are made right here in the USA with 100% machine washable and dryable cotton. And unlike those other pillows, MyPillow comes with a 10-year warranty. Buy one MyPillow, get the second one free. That's right. When you order one MyPillow, you'll get the second one free. Get two MyPillows for the price of one. Enjoy the world's most comfortable pillow by going to MyPillow.com and use promo code DJV. Remember, promo code DJV. Stop tossing and turning and sleep better with MyPillow. Buy it now at MyPillow.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent. From his resort in Florida, President Trump calls the arrival of migrants in Mexico who traveled in a caravan from Central America a really bad situation.
They're starting fistfights. They have fistfights all over the streets. They're starting fistfights. They said, these are not like normal, innocent people.
While getting political in his call to troops, he also offered profound gratitude to military members on Thanksgiving Day. Shoppers in Hoover, Alabama got a scare Thanksgiving night. Police say two people began arguing inside River Chase Galleria Mall, which led to one shooting the other. Witnesses describe hearing gunshots and hiding in stores where some employees sprang into action.
I was in Mountain High Outfitters on the first floor. We were right by the escalators up to the second floor. I heard 6 to 7 gunshots. Right upstairs is what it sounded like where it was, and everybody freaked and screamed and ran into Mountain High. and they stuffed us in supply closets and locked the doors.
Two people were injured. Police shot and killed the suspect as he fled. You're listening to USA Radio News.
An official message from Medicare. Open enrollment ends soon.
So now's the time to be open-minded.
Look at everything, like prescription drug plans and Medicare Advantage plans from private insurers.
Why? Because plans change. So can your health needs.
I found lower costs and extra benefits and saved money.
Open to something better? Visit Medicare.gov or call 1-800-MEDICARE today.
Open enrollment ends December 7th.
Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Indeed knows finding the right hire takes time away from your business.
Hiring a qualified data engineer felt like a second job.
More job seekers use Indeed than any other site, so there's no better place to find someone with the skills you're looking for.
I needed someone with a master's in computer science and database experience.
Plus, Indeed screener questions help you find your shortlist fast.
Now I'm back to having just one job.
See why more than 3 million companies worldwide use Indeed to hire. Post your job at Indeed.com/hire. Indeed, the world's number one job site. Source.com score total visits.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-318-4349 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-318-4349. Again, that's 800-318-4349.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
How about we get back at it Friday? We were here live yesterday. Where were you? On the DJV show, happy Thanksgiving. Happy Thanksgiving weekend. Lots of people eating a lot of things. Same old in the manner of speaking. I was very fortunate yesterday to have had two opportunities to eat a good deal of food, and it ended up, we were talking yesterday, remember, about getting on the scale and how the pounds...
That's not a fun thing to do, is get on the scale the morning after Thanksgiving.
No, well, I got on last night when I was getting undressed and getting ready to go to bed, and it was up about 3.5 pounds from where it had been in the morning. So, let's see.
What did you eat? You don't eat turkey. Do you eat a lot of, like, mashed potatoes, potatoes?
We had nice mashed potatoes and corn, and there was good stuffing at my niece's house, plus the desserts. But we were a weakness, and I brought my own tub of ice cream over from the farm. So that was a hit. And I had that pumpkin ice cream on top of pumpkin pie. It's quite a good combination. Yeah, it's really quite good. So Victoria Keelan is here. Kara Shinlin is here. The Dougster, talking about the weather and the present conditions and what may be the future here. Rain is falling and temperatures are dropping on the West Coast, which for the most part, especially in Northern California, is good because the campfire has... As we all know, we don't have to rehash that. Yeah, that's what really bothers me about the news media. They keep rehashing the same things like you're a stoop. you don't know what happened. I mean, we all know what has happened. Everybody knows what's happened. So now, some of the people who have moved into supermarket, shopping center, the Walmart store, parking lots, all these parking lots have been loaded with people. Walmart has asked folks who are on their parking lots to leave because it's in the way of more people being able to park there and go into the store. After all, hello, it's Black Friday. Anyway, there's still all these people. They got to go somewhere. And I don't, it's their business. That's the way they want to do things. The city of Chico, California, Walmart, has encouraged people to leave, posting signs with information about other shelters offering free bus rides. Kind of reminds me of what the police do for homeless people and drug vagrants here in Massachusetts. The city of Waltham, it's been a big joke, which is about 12 miles from me. They, on a Friday or Saturday, late in the night, early in the morning, will load up a police car with three or four vagrants, bring them to Framingham, and drop them. They just take them, bring them to, and they just dump them out downtown. Yeah, that's what they do. Anyway, Walmart has been generous. Some people are saying the city of Chico, for example, said it was very nice. The volunteers who came together and built the site for the evacuees. But it's not a long-term housing thing. I'm not taking a shot at Walmart. I think it's just...
I'm with you on this one. At first, I was like, oh, typical Walmart. They just, you know, they're trying to kick everybody out. But the truth is, there's no running water. There are no facilities. It's just a parking lot. And I think people went there just because it was close to their own homes. So they could still maybe check on their homes and not be that far away. But it makes sense now. It's time for people to go to a proper shelter. So I'm not taking a shot at Walmart either, even though I do enjoy taking shots at Walmart.
Yeah, well, from time to time, you can do that. We sound like we're elitist. A little bit of that, I suppose, comes, not that we're elitist, but I'm not a Walmart shopper. Let's not get into the negative. No negatives. Today is Black Friday, shopping day for lots of people. I don't know why it is that people, maybe it's because the retailers are smart enough to put everything together, get people in a mindset. They got 3 days. Let's go shopping. Let's get their money. Let's have some fun. Legend has it that Black Friday got its name back in 1961 when pedestrians and cars overcrowded the streets of Philadelphia to buy Christmas gifts that day. And now, several decades later, the term has gained popularity. Is this something that sticks? Black Friday, the day of the year when retailers finally start operating in the black and generating profits. 3/4 of Americans plan to shop, so the research shows, today and through the weekend, 2 to 5 hours in stores today. Women buy more clothing than anything else. Men's number one thing is to get tech gear, computers, laptops, that sort of thing, TVs, entertainment systems. The biggest brand in years past has been Samsung for that sort of thing. I don't know. Samsung's Korean, I think, isn't it? Samsung's not a Japanese company. I think they're Korean.
I don't know, actually.
Yeah. Mm. The retailers gave you some numbers. Strong sales, though. Retail has been pretty good this year, especially in the last quarter. The trend will continue, supposedly, through the holiday season. People feel good. And so, as a result of that, and have a little extra money, retail sales expected to go up 4.8% through the season, stronger than last year's 4.2% growth. Appliances, clothing, jewelry, biggest hits of the holiday season, according to IBM anyway. Digital sales booming, rising 16.7% over the same period of time last year, according to Adobe Analytics. Electronics like Nintendo consoles and Amazon Fire TVs, Amazon Echo speakers, among the top sellers so far. Adobe expects retailers to deeply discount a lot of computers, TVs, and tablets. I bought a new computer 2.5 weeks ago. Just had it installed this week. Maybe I should have waited to buy it. Although it was pretty good. Not to get into technology too much, but do you know how much things have changed? Do you realize the old, I have always pretty much stayed with Dell for the computers. And the ones we used to call them towers, right? these boxes mm-hmm. that would sit under your desk or over on the floor over there.
Yeah, they're huge.
Yeah. Do you know that the new? I'm looking at the new computer over on a table on the other side of the studio is the same size as the little box that we have that connects us broadcast wise. It's about it's less than a foot by a foot. It's sort of like the what do you call it? You have from that we have. What do they call the thing that brings the signal in? But then it's not. A router. Well, maybe it is a router. Is it a router?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a router. Yeah. It's about the same size as a router. That's the computer. Okay. It has no moving parts in it, no hard drive, no gear, none of that stuff. It's just a box with
all kinds
of... Well,
it's funny because Apple computers have looked like that for years. And
oh, really?
So PC, oh. Yeah. Apple computers, right. If you buy when you go into the Apple store, you've probably seen the big screens, the big monitors. That's the whole computer built into the monitor. There isn't even a box that comes with it when you buy Apple. So it's funny that PC is finally catching up, and they've ditched their gigantic towers that took up, if you work in an office, it took up the whole room where your legs are. So mm-hmm. that is kind of funny that they, it's, I don't know what took them so long, but hey, so, now you're in the
so
modern
now I'm
era.
Surprised because I don't know what the rest of the world is doing. I just thought, this is pretty amazing, this little small thing and all the stuff that happens there with it. Wowie zowie. I have something I'm going to post on the DJV website about a girls' volleyball team. They had a championship game set for last Saturday, but they lost all the uniforms and equipment in the fire up in Paradise Valley. The girls said that they wanted to attend the game. It was scheduled to be played in Auburn, California, even though they didn't have any equipment, didn't have any clothing. So when they got there, the opposing team had made each of the girls new uniforms. They had bought shoes and pads for them. Not only that, they made them a meal after the game and provided every one of the girls with a $300 gift card, gave each girl a large bag of supplies and clothing, presented the team with the results of a GoFundMe that they had put into place when they found out what was going on there. $16,000 they raised.
I love that. That's amazing.
Isn't that neat? That's
and that's just like the epitome of sportsmanship too. Beyond, that
what a
that
great
really
lesson
is.
That is.
It
yeah,
is.
Yeah, yeah.
I love that. That's awesome.
All right, so I want to share that on the DJV website. That story, very nicely done. Hello, and welcome. This is the time of year when we kind of just want to let it hang. there's going to be the usual stuff. We all know that, but it's. I think it gets so tiresome to have the same kind of stuff bang. Well, there's plenty of that around, but I would like to spend more time, I just posted that, talking about things like that, if you don't mind, please, and thank you. Maybe you've got things that you can share with us. Help yourself. You can follow us on Twitter and share at DJV Show, or individually at On Air Victoria, and for Kara at C. Schillen, 2 L's, 2 N's, or me at Doug Steffen. How do you do? You want to leave a great lasting impression? Here's great. It's not too early to talk about stocking stuffers. People are getting ready and preparing. I've been on the radio for a long time, and I've been talking about this product for a long time as well. I think on and off for 8 years, I've been telling you the story of Power Swabs. I don't drink coffee. I drink our Life Change tea, which I don't think has the same staining quality. Do you think, Victoria, you drink it too? Is it as strong as, it's strong, but it's not in the same way that it would take its toll on your teeth, do you think? Or is it like regular tea in that way?
I don't know. I think I don't know. I love having, an option to whiten my teeth because I drink a lot of tea, Life Change tea and red wine. So I'm always looking for the best way to keep my teeth white.
Maybe I should do two for the price of one here. As we're talking about Life Change tea, it's a proprietary herbal formula. You've heard me talk about this. Very gentle way to cleanse your body, rid your body of toxins and molds and parasites, bacteria, that sort of thing. Nourishing your body. I'm going to take some of this stuff on my trip to Peru this weekend because you don't drink the water in Peru. So maybe I get a bottle of water and have a little heater in the room. Who knows? I think I'm roughing it. And 4 or 5 of the nights, I think I'm sleeping in a tent or something at the foot of Machu Picchu. I don't know.
I love that you don't really know yet.
I don't know.
You're going to be.
No, I know what I've been told to bring to
wear. But I do think it's a good idea. It's a good idea to bring some Life Change tea. Yes, yeah, I would endorse that.
Keep things moving. Thank you. And Life Change tea you can get by going to getthetea.com. That's DJV, the discount code for getting it shipped to you free. But getthetea.com, buy the Life Change tea. This is another thing. If you're interested in your health and well-being and the loved ones, people in your family, people you're close to, you want something that's good for them, then this is good. You can stick these packets in a nice, good-sized stocking. Life Change Tea, proprietary herbal formula. They're all grown and mixed here in the United States. GetTheTea.com. All right, discount code DGV. They'll ship it to you free. And once you have the tea in your system, you may have stained your white teeth a little bit. So you use power swabs, the whitening strips that you've tried. Nope. You've done other things. Maybe you bought that toothpaste that has those little plastic pearls in them that eat away, etch away. They make your teeth whiter, but they eat away the enamel. Plus the fact those black purple, those little beads, what do you want those in your body for? Ugh. Anyway, if you want the 5-minute solution to the brightest, whitest smile possible, power swabs is what works. All right? No trays, no strips, just the product in a tube. You snap it, swab your teeth, smile, 5 minutes, all it takes, and then just keep doing it every 5, 6, 7 days, and you'll see how it wonderfully removes stains on your teeth as well as your caps, veneers. Try power swabs. The only way you can get the deal that will give you 50% off is to call a number that's specially ours. The DJV number for power swabs is 800-208-1797. Let's get on board. Let's use them. For stocking stuffers, people are not going to be offended if you give them these things. If they're offended, they're not your friends. So you'll lose a friend, but they'll get better. Their teeth will look whiter. Power swabs, 800-208-1797, the special DJV deal. Tell them you heard it here on the DJV program. 50% off the retail price of power swabs, 800-208-1797.
The Geek Out. If you've been thinking about buying a PlayStation Pro 4K gaming console, but have been put off by stories of how loud the fans are inside, commonly referred to as the jet engine effect, you should know that Sony has updated the unit to address this very issue. The new version of the Pro has reduced overall noise level by about 10 dB, but it does still run very hot. Hey, 4K doesn't come easy. Anybody interested should look for a model that includes 7200 in it, or just purchase the Red Dead Redemption bundle, which includes the newer, quieter version of the console. It should be noted, though, the new version still isn't as quiet as an Xbox One. If you want to learn more about the updated PS Pro, we've posted links on Twitter at TheGeekOut.
Is your back a problem? Is it slowing you down, making the simplest of tasks seem impossible? I got some great news for you. Purity Products has the ultimate lower back relief formula. Ultimate lower back relief formula is what it's called. It'll get you on track. They want you to try it free. That's right, free. The clinically tested herbal formula provides you with the back comfort, flexibility, joint support that you absolutely have to have. My lower back pain used to get the best of me, but after starting on this formula, I noticed a big difference. I'm walking better, enjoying life, and now you can do it as well. Purity Products has your back, the ultimate lower back relief formula. What are you waiting for? At no cost, you can have your free bottle. Get it now. Just pay shipping. Call 800-291-4180. That's 800-291-4180. Ultimate lower back relief formula. Yours for the asking at 800-291-4180.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM-ACAM-A4M. Of NutraMedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutraMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations for referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Daigle, at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start Program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Let's get into the top five items from the world of technology this week. The job of Victoria Keelan to go from number five to number one. And getting right into it, the Keurig coffee machine now becomes a cocktail machine.
Yes, just in time for the holiday season, Keurig and Anheuser-Busch have teamed up to launch a new product called the DrinkWorks Home Bar. And basically, it is, as you said, Doug, it's a Keurig coffee machine, but it makes cocktails. It looks slightly different. It's a bit of a different design, but it is very high-tech. And instead of coffee, you get a nice mixed alcoholic drink, and it has an iOS app that can control the appliance, and it also assists in pod refill orders and keeps tabs on your inventory. The home bar costs $299, and each cocktail pod costs $4, which is actually a pretty good bargain when you think about how much a cocktail out at a restaurant or a bar costs. It will launch with 15 different cocktails at first, a Moscow Mule, a Margarita, a Mojito, Long Island Iced Tea, amongst others, 3 different sizes to choose from. You can even make a big 8-ounce cocktail if you'd like, which is probably 2 pods, that's a double. And the machine and the beverage pods have launched in St. Louis, Missouri, initially, and they are pre-ordered now, and a lot of, you can order it on the DrinkWorks website, and they will be delivering, apparently, in time for Christmas. So this might be the hot gift under the tree this year.
Hot stuff! Number four, YouTube is up close and personal, I guess, in a manner of speaking, as they have a different kind of stream or something new in the streaming department, right?
Right. Well, YouTube has started streaming full-length movies without any you don't have to pay for it, so you don't have to subscribe to it, and the only thing you do have to do is sit through some ads. So they have some pretty big names in terms of titles, The Terminator, Legally Blonde, The Rocky series, things like that. They have about 100 movies so far, and it is a new thing that YouTube is experimenting with. They want to keep up with Amazon and Netflix, so in order to make some money, YouTube is going to force you to sit through some ads. But if you do want to see free movies, it is a good way to do it.
Huh. How about them apples? Number three, Google. I love, even though I don't like the company particularly well, I do have Gmail, but saying Google is always fun.
Google.
Well, Google has tinkered with its Find My Device app, and so now it actually has gone even more high-tech, and it displays indoor maps to show where you might have dropped your phone inside a large building. This is the result of years of recording the layouts of complex spaces like department stores and malls and even airports, which is pretty cool. So when you lose your phone, you won't just see now, you know, sort of on a general map where it is. You can actually, if the building has been mapped by Google, you can actually see what floor your phone is on and even down to within a few square feet of your actual device. So that is a new perk from the Find My Device app, and you can download that onto your Android and onto your smartphone if you have any other kind of brand. You can even do it on Apple as well.
Number two, as we go through the top five technology items this week, Instagram is changing the way you are able to, is this a change of getting in or how you use it?
No, it's just a change in how it looks, essentially.
Oh.
So Instagram has announced that they're testing out new user profile layouts. And so over the next few weeks, you will see some changes. Some buttons will be rearranged. Nothing major. Your photo grids will still be there. All of that looks the same. The most notable part of the redesign is that the follower count has been de-emphasized. So it's no longer at the top of your profile, and it's also in a much smaller font. But other than that, everything else is pretty much the same. It makes it easier to shop, though. If you do have a retail account, there's now a shop tab.
Aha. And the number one item this week, a poll that is highly intriguing, actually.
Well, Americans don't think that highly of social networks. That is the result of a SurveyMonkey's new study of 4,000 American adults, and they were asked all about social media and their use, and people basically just don't trust it as much. It's now a fully bipartisan thing. If you're a Republican or a Democrat, a lot of people just don't believe that social media is good for freedom of speech. And the funniest thing that I found from this study, if you don't like the news media, and if you call all of it lies and fake, those people who have the most negative opinions of the news media are actually the least likely to spot a fake news headline. So essentially, if you hate the news media, you are probably a target and you could easily be duped. One other interesting political finding of the study is that support for President Trump was highest among demographics who use social media the least. So that kind of tells you it's an older crowd, it's a more rural crowd. Like, it really tells you, like, who's using social media, who isn't. So I thought that was also kind of an interesting thing to come from this study. You could also go on to SurveyMonkey, and you can see all of the interesting results that they came up with.
All right, there they are. Consideration of the top five items this week, our research on technology. It's 59 past the hour. Victoria Keelan, Doug Steffen here.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Standing up for what's right. Helping out when things go wrong. Seeking the truth and speaking our minds. Not just making records, but breaking them. Leading the way behind the camera, beyond the runway, and on the silver screen. Not just making our mark, but making a difference. Now that's a job for a Girl Scout. Girl Scouts, preparing girls for a lifetime of leadership.